I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New data shows U.S. teen suicides rose sharply following the 2017 release of a Netflix show. The series, now entering its third season, follows the story of a teenage girl who took her own life. Critics claim it put vulnerable youth at risk by glamorizing suicide and self-harm. Set Free Ministries' Glenn Dunn says many teens can identify with the show's themes. Suicide is complex and multifaceted, but that doesn't make it taboo.
It's a viable issue that teenagers are wrestling with. They question who they are and what value do they have in life. And we need to meet them right there and give them those answers through Scripture and through Jesus Christ himself.
If you or a loved one struggles with suicidal thoughts, please visit us online to connect with Set Free Ministries. There is a road to hope. And the World Economic Forum has released an infographic map showing the religious layout of each country. In the West, there's a heavy Christian influence. But when you look in East Asia, you see more religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. Asian Access ministers in 15 countries, and their president, Joe Hanley, says there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach for the gospel in Asia.
Every country that we've gone into now, we've had to do some form of adaptation. Each context we're in, we have to take those rock-solid principles from the Bible and yet apply them in a different way.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy, by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.